This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Cultural differences in interpreting body language signals. Why the same gesture can build trust in one culture and destroy it in another. In short, body language signals do not carry the same meaning across every culture. The same physical cue can communicate respect or contempt, confidence or aggression, depending on where the person learned to move and what they retort that movement means. Universal signals exist, but they are far fewer than most people assume. Culturally specific signals are the majority, and misreading them causes real damage to working relationships. Your job is not to memorize every cultural norm, it is to hold your first interpretation loosely and test it before you act on it. Definition: body language signals are the physical cues, including gestures, posture, eye contact, facial expressions, and interpersonal distance, through which people communicate meaning without words. Their interpretation is shaped by cultural context, making the same signal carry different meanings in different settings. I watched a good manager lose a client once. Not over price or product, over a handshake. The client came from a culture where sustained direct eye contact during a greeting signals dominance, not warmth. The manager held his gaze the whole time, the way he had been taught to do, because where he grew up that meant confidence and respect. The client's body stiffened almost imperceptibly. The meeting never recovered. Afterwards, the manager told me the client had seemed suspicious from the start. The client, I later heard, thought the manager had been aggressive. Two people. One brief exchange of body language signals. Two completely different stories. Neither of them wrong by the rules they had learned. This article gives you the tools to tell the difference between signals that travel across cultures and signals that do not. Understanding the distinction will change how carefully you read a room and how much trust you build before you have spoken a single word. The two categories every practitioner needs to know. When we talk about cultural differences in body language signals, we are really talking about two distinct categories of physical communication. The first is universal signals. The second is culturally specific signals. These are not just academic categories. They have direct consequences for how you interpret what you see. Universal signals are physical expressions of emotion that appear across cultures with broadly consistent meaning. The core group includes the facial expressions associated with happiness, fear, disgust, surprise, anger, and sadness. A genuine smile, the kind that reaches the eyes, reads as warmth in virtually every culture on earth. A flinch in response to sudden threat is the same in Belfast as it is in Bangkok. These signals are rooted in our shared biology, not in our upbringing. But here is the truth of it: universal signals are the minority. Most practitioners overestimate how many signals belong in this category. Even expressions that feel universal are filtered through what researchers call display rules, the cultural norms that govern when and how much emotion is appropriate to show. A Japanese colleague and a Brazilian colleague may feel the same discomfort, but express it through entirely different physical signals. Culturally specific signals are the majority of what we actually exchange in professional settings. Eye contact, interpersonal distance, touch, head movements, hand gestures, posture in relation to hierarchy. Every one of these carries different meaning depending on where a person learned to communicate. This is where the real work of cross-cultural body language reading happens, and this is where most misreadings occur. Side by side, how universal and culturally specific signals differ. Dimension: universal signals, culturally specific signals. Origin: rooted in shared human biology learned through cultural socialization. Consistency across cultures: high, though filtered by display rules: low. Meaning varies significantly. Most common examples: core facial expressions, startle response, eye contact, touch, distance, head movements, hand gestures. Risk of misreading: lower, but not zero; high. Same signal carries opposite meanings. How to read them: accept first impression, verify through context, treat first impression as hypothesis, confirm before acting. Training required: moderate, sharp in recognition; significant, requires cultural preparation. Work this relevance: useful for reading genuine emotional states, critical for meetings, negotiations, and feedback across cultures. The table gives you the structure. What it cannot show you is the weight of the gap between those two columns in a real conversation. Universal signals tell you what someone is feeling at a biological level. A colleague whose face shows genuine surprise when you share bad news probably did not know. That reading holds across most contexts. But culturally specific signals tell you something else entirely. They carry social and relational meaning that only makes sense inside the system that produced them. A colleague who avoids eye contact during your feedback session is not necessarily ashamed or dishonest. In many East Asian and some indigenous cultures, sustained eye contact with a senior person signals challenge, not engagement. Dropping the gaze is the respectful response. The danger is that we apply our own cultural signal system as if it were a universal one. When we do that, we are not reading the other person. We are reading our own assumptions. Where these two categories overlap and why it matters. There is genuine grey territory here, and naming it honestly will serve you better than pretending the line between universal and culturally specific is always clean. Facial expressions for core emotions are among the most universal signals we have, but the threshold for showing them and the degree to which they are suppressed varies enormously. A German colleague and an Italian colleague may both feel frustrated, but their faces will tell you different stories because their display rules are different. The underlying emotion is universal. The somatic signal that reaches you is filtered through culture. Posture is another mixed case. Contracting the body under genuine threat reads similarly across cultures. But the posture of deference, the way a person positions themselves relative to someone senior, shifts completely depending on cultural hierarchy norms. In some cultures, leaning slightly forward signals respect and engagement. In others, it signals aggression or overfamiliarity. This overlap does not undermine the distinction. It reinforces the main lesson: you cannot look at a physical cue and assume you know its meaning. You can make an informed first read. Then you test it. This is especially important in tense moments. If you're managing conflict and reading physical signals to gauge where the other person is, a misread at that point can be genuinely destructive. I have written about this in more depth in the article on nonverbal communication in tense situations, and it is worth reading alongside this one. The signals most likely to cause misreading. Some body language signals sit at the intersection of universal and specific in ways that make them particularly hazardous. These are the ones I have seen cause the most damage in professional settings. Eye contact is the clearest example. In most Western European and North American cultures, steady eye contact signals confidence, honesty, and engagement. But in many East Asian, Middle Eastern, and African cultural contexts, the same sustained gaze can signal challenge, disrespect, or an inappropriate intimacy. The person lowering their eyes may be showing you more respect than you know. Reading their avoidance as evasion is one of the costliest misinterpretations in cross-cultural professional life. Head movements trip people up constantly. Nodding the head means agreement in most Western settings. But in parts of India and Sri Lanka, a lateral head tilt that looks like a Western no means exactly the opposite. A Bulgarian no uses the movement most Westerners read as yes. These are not minor variations. They are complete reversals, and they sit beneath the level at which most people think to check their assumptions. Interpersonal distance is more felt than seen, but it communicates powerfully. Cultures have radically different norms around how close is warm and how close is threatening. Someone stepping back from you may be following their cultural script for appropriate professional distance, not rejecting you. Someone stepping in closer may be signaling warmth, not aggression. When you sense discomfort in an interaction, proximity is often the invisible cause. Touch norms are perhaps the most variable of all. A brief touch on the arm during conversation is a standard warmth signal in some Latin American and Southern European cultures. The same gesture in a British or Japanese professional setting can land as an alarming overstep. Getting this wrong is the kind of mistake that people remember for a long time. These misreadings become even more complex in virtual settings, where some cues disappear entirely and others become amplified. The article on how diversity affects remote communication styles covers how this plays out when the camera flattens most of the body language you would normally catch. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three confusions that cost people trust. Here is what I have watched people get wrong, over and over, in cross-cultural professional settings. The mistake: treating culturally specific signals as if they were universal. Why it happens: we learned our own signal system so early and so thoroughly that it feels natural, not cultural. We forget it was taught to us. What to do instead? Build a habit of asking, before you react, is the signal meaning what I would mean by it? Or is this person using a different system? Slow your interpretation by half a second. The mistake. Assuming that because core emotions are universal, the physical expressions of those emotions are too. Why it happens? People read a few lines about universal facial expressions and conclude that body language generally crosses cultural lines. It does not. Only a narrow band of it does. What to do instead? Use universal signals to identify what someone is feeling. Use cultural knowledge to interpret how they are expressing it and what their specific physical cues mean within their own system. The mistake. Reading a single cue in isolation and drawing a conclusion. Why it happens. We are pattern matchers. One strong signal captures our attention and we build a story around it. What to do instead? Read clusters, not individual signals. If eye contact is low, the posture is open and the person is leaning toward you, the cluster tells a more complete story than the eye contact alone. When signals conflict, curiosity is a better tool than certainty. These confusions also surface in meetings, where stakes are higher and reactions faster. The article on how to handle conflict during meetings has practical guidance on reading the room when body language and cultural friction are both in play at once. How to read body language signals more accurately across cultures. The goal here is not to memorize a catalogue of cultural gesture meanings. That approach fails because cultures are not monolithic. Individuals vary within cultures. And the catalogue is too long to be useful under pressure. What actually works is a system with three practical stages. Prepare before the interaction. If you're meeting someone from a specific cultural context you're unfamiliar with, spend 20 minutes beforehand. Learn the most common norms around eye contact, touch distance, and greeting. You do not need to be an expert. You need to know enough to avoid the most common reversals. This preparation is also essential for giving feedback across cultures, an area I cover specifically in the article on how to give feedback across cultures without causing offense or misunderstanding. During the interaction, treat your first read as a hypothesis. You see a signal. You form an impression. Now hold that impression lightly. Is a cluster of other signals consistent with your interpretation? Is there another explanation that fits the cultural context? If you are not sure, the respectful move is to ask a clarifying question rather than to act on an assumption. This takes practice and courage. Most of us find certainty more comfortable than curiosity. After the interaction, notice the pattern. Where did signals land differently than you expected? Where did your own body language seem to land differently for the other person? This is the calibration work. Over time, it builds a real and practical intelligence for cross-cultural physical communication. It also improves the role of communication in meeting success because you stop misreading the room and start reading it accurately. When cultural differences are generating actual tension rather than just confusion, the work goes deeper. The article on how to manage tension when cultural differences are at the root of the conflict offers a framework specifically for those situations. For leaders managing remote or hybrid teams, how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces addresses how to compensate for the body language signals that the camera strips away. Frequently asked questions. What are body language signals? Body language signals are physical cues, including gestures, posture, eye contact, facial expressions, and interpersonal distance, that communicate meaning without words. They operate alongside speech and often carry more emotional weight than the words themselves, though their meaning shifts significantly across cultures. How do cultural differences affect body language signals? Cultural differences shape which body language signals are considered respectful, aggressive, warm, or dismissive. A gesture that signals agreement in one culture may signal disrespect in another. Without awareness of these differences, even well-intentioned signals get misread and trust erodes quickly. What body language signals are universal across cultures? A small number of signals appear consistently across cultures. The basic facial expressions for happiness, fear, disgust, surprise, anger, and sadness. Prolonged frowning, shrinking posture under threat, and open palm gestures of offering also carry broadly similar meanings, though even these are shaped by cultural display rules. What body language signals differ most between cultures? Eye contact, interpersonal distance, touch, head movements, and hand gestures vary most across cultures. Sustained eye contact signals confidence in some cultures and aggression in others. A nodding head means agreement in most Western settings, but can simply mean listening in others. How can I avoid misreading body language signals in cross-cultural settings? Prepare before interactions by researching the specific cultural norms of the people you will meet during the conversation. Treat your first read of any signal as a hypothesis, not a conclusion. Confirm your interpretation through follow-up questions and watch for clusters of signals rather than single cues. Why is it a mistake to assume body language signals are universal? Most people underestimate how deeply culture shapes physical communication. We assume our own signal system is neutral and natural, when in fact it is learned. This assumption leads to misattributing a colleague's discomfort as rudeness, or interpreting deference as dishonesty, damaging relationships unnecessarily. How do body language signals work differently in remote and virtual settings? In virtual settings, the camera flattens most body language signals. Proxemics disappear, low body posture is invisible, and touch cues vanish entirely. What remains? Facial expression and upper body movement becomes amplified, making cultural differences in eye contact and head movement even more likely to be misread. The practice of holding your read loosely. This much I know for certain: the most dangerous moment in a cross-cultural interaction is the one where you are sure you understand what a physical signal means. Certainty is comfortable. It is also, in cross-cultural work, frequently wrong. The manager who lost his client over a handshake was not careless or arrogant. He was certain. He knew what eye contact meant. He just did not know that his certainty was built on one cultural system among many. The strength of a skilled communicator in diverse settings is not a larger catalogue of cultural knowledge. It is the habit of holding the first interpretation loosely, reading the cluster, and staying curious long enough to get it right. The practitioner who can do that across a range of cultural contexts earns trust that the certain one never will. Body language signals are always present. They are always communicating something. Your job is to earn the right to understand what that something actually is. And that right is earned through preparation, humility, and the courage to test what you think you see before you act on it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.